With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Jewish and Palestinian families are suffering heartache as the war between Israel and Hamas reaches its six-month mark in Gaza.
It's the last wish of a dying mother, and time is running out for Liora Argamani. She hopes to stay alive long enough to see her kidnapped daughter, Noah Argamani, back home. My time is counted between life and death. I want to see her one more time. Noah was taken from a music festival on October 7 when Hamas stormed southern Israel, capturing over 200 hostages. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel's military offensive forced this family to leave their destroyed home and find shelter in a school. Now, the family of Wael Atir have been struggling to find food and a safe living space. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNNews.com, experts say listening to anti-Israel voices in the Democrat Party is leading the Biden administration to engage in a terrible foreign policy toward Israel.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them publicly, by the way.
Political writer Ben Dominic tells the Salem Radio Network the president, under intense pressure from a vocal minority of his own party to turn back on Israel, is missing the mark on his foreign policy.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, you know, and obviously these issues crop up, you know, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors. You don't hash them out every day in public press conferences.
NCAA Men's Final Four, Purdue a win away from its first ever national title after shutting down NC State. UConn beats Alabama to go to the big dance. SRN News. How do Americans feel about abortion today?
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed guards are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. There's a new list out with America in the top spot.
The new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows nearly 2,800 billionaires worldwide. The U.S. has the most at 813, a combined worth of nearly $6 trillion. Topping the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame. He's worth $233 billion. Coming in second is Elon Musk with $195 billion, followed by Jeff Bezos with $194 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg with $177 billion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
11 people injured when a bus carrying University of South Carolina students and their guests blew a tire, hit a concrete barrier in Mississippi. The driver and a student were critically injured, taken by helicopter to hospitals after the crash on Friday. 9 other students were taken by ambulance. There were 56 people on board the bus. More details at SRNNews.com.